Peace. This is Brother Tim again. I want to apologize, so I'm going to have to make this quick. Because I'm outside. I'm walking my dog. I don't know what happened. But what I was saying was, hopefully y'all got that last part. But I figured that if I could get up and do what I wanted to do, I want to help people make changes in their lives. I want to make change in my life. I want to make a difference. If I get up and do this one small step, this painful small step, and get out here and run, and then get up and do a show, then I will be setting a perfect example. I will be becoming the change that I want to see, and hopefully will motivate more people. Plus, it will be good for me. So I got up and I did it, and I ran. And now, I'm out here right now walking my dog. So let me finish with this small step. It's important that we start breaking up our goals into very small steps. Usually what happens is we set goals. We, at the beginning of the new year, on New Year's Eve, we make these big promises. Or during birthdays, we make these big promises to ourselves about changes that we're going to make. But these changes are so big that they become overwhelming. So what we need to learn how to do is to start breaking it down in small steps. And let me give you an example from my life. When I'm a runner, and today while I was running, those of you that know, in Ohio, it is one big sheet blanket. It's like the ice age is coming back. So I'm running in some 5-on-5-figure shoes, and I got to keep my balance. Now, it's easier for me to keep my balance in those shoes, but I'm running on ice, or I got to run in the snow. So I prefer to run on the ice. So I'm running on the ice, and every time I try to extend my stride, every time I try to take a big step, I slip. Every time I try to take a big step, I slip. So I started shortening my steps. And as I start shortening my steps, I start finding out I start moving faster. I shortened my steps, and I was able to start running longer. Now, when I started shortening my steps, I started improving because I was able to focus a little bit more on the step. Now, and this is another thing I got while I was running. This was brought to my consciousness. I was running one day, and I got real tired, and I told myself, just take one more small step. And by doing that, I was able to push myself to continue on my journey, to continue on my run by taking small steps. So when we start getting into setting our goals, we need to start setting up the small steps. We look at the big goal, the big overarching goal, but we set up small, achievable steps. I call them elements. We complete the elements of our journey. We go in some place, we know where we want to go, but we know we got a whole bunch of points in between that we got to go through to get there. So let's go and respect those points. Let's get the focus on those points that they need, those elements that they need. And then also with each accomplishment of each element is a victory. And victory is addictive. Victory is fun. Victory is something that we like because we get to celebrate it. So what I'm saying is, when you set up these small steps, you set up small victories and get to celebrate those victories, and it makes it better and it makes it funner to achieve your goal. This is what I tell. Give yourself permission to make small steps. This is show 6, and I'll see you in the morning. With that, I say peace, and I pray that your day is as beautiful as you are. Peace.